Well, I want to give you eight portrayals, eight ways that the suffering Messiah is portrayed in the story. First of all, and we'll have to go through these briefly, the sacrifice was the only begotten son, Genesis 22, 1 and 2. Now, it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said, Abraham, and he said, here am I. He said, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I will show you. The offering, the sacrifice, was to be Abraham's only begotten son. Ishmael was his son through Hagar, but Isaac was the son par excellence, the only begotten son in the sense of Abraham, the son that he had with Sarah. And God says, take that son, the son you love, and offer him to me. Of course, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, would be the Father's only begotten, John 3:16, that God would give on the cross. He is the one the Father loves. Six times in the New Testament, Christ is called the only begotten Son of the Father. It doesn't mean Christ was birthed of the Father. It means Christ shares something of the nature of God, the Father. No one else shares. And Paul would even tell us in Colossians 2 that all of God is in Jesus Christ. That's who Jesus is. He's the Lord of glory. He's the Son of God as full God, the very God of God. And before the foundation of the world, God the Father appointed the Son, God the Son, as a sacrifice for human sin. Secondly, the sacrifice would be offered on a mountain in Jerusalem. Isaac would be offered on Mount Moriah. The Lord said to Abraham in verse 2, he said, take your son to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. God is very precise. He wasn't just going to bring Abraham to a very precise location, the land of Moriah, but a very precise mountain. And I think we know why that is. Because centuries later, although this is, by the way, in the Old Testament where David would purchase from Araunah the threshing floor that King Solomon would later build the temple on, this would also be the location in which Jesus Christ would be offered as a sacrifice for sin. Jesus would be offered on Mount Golgotha, the place of a skull. And the exact location is not certain to scholars today, but we are sure of this much, that it is in the exact vicinity of Jerusalem, where Abraham was told to offer Isaac. That is not by coincidence. Thirdly, the sacrifice carried his own wood. The sacrifice carried his own wood. In verse 6, we see that Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. Of course, Jesus Christ would carry his own wood to his sacrifice. John 19, verse 17, Christ carried his cross. We read, he went out bearing his own cross to the place called the place of a skull, which is in Hebrew, Golgotha. Fourthly, the sacrifice was bound and laid upon the wood. Isaac was bound and laid on the wood, we see. Verse 9, they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. I don't want to just read into the details, but as we are exploring glimpses of our suffering Messiah in this story, I believe it is noteworthy that Christ was also bound and led away and delivered to Pilate, Matthew 27:2, and he was crucified by being laid upon the wood and nailed to that tree. That was Jesus, our sacrifice, the sacrificial son. Fifthly, a fifth point of correspondence here between Isaac and Christ, or this story and the sacrifice of the Son of God, is that the sacrifice, in both cases, willingly submitted himself to the Father. Willingly submitted himself to the Father. Isaac willingly submitted himself to the will of Abraham. You know, I believe that Isaac was not this little boy that Abraham simply lifts onto the altar. There's reasons for that. We can't go into all that. But in verse 9 of chapter 22, we see Isaac submitting himself, laying upon this wood to be offered. He knows what's going to happen, but he submits himself to it. And in the same way, we see Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane in Luke 22, and he prays to the Father. He says, not my will, but thine be done. Jesus said, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down. I have authority to take it up. And this is the commandment I have from my Father. That's Jesus Christ, willingly submitting himself to be sacrificed. Sixthly, the sacrifice was directly provided by God. The sacrifice was directly provided by God. We see in Genesis 22, verse 6, as they're talking, Isaac spoke to Abraham's father and said, "My father," he said, Abraham said, "Here I am, my son." And Isaac says, I see the wood and I see the fire, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. God will provide himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. And later in verse 14, after Abraham is told, "Don't slay your son, look," and he sees this ram caught in the thicket. Abraham takes that ram, and the ram dies. That sacrifice dies on the altar in the place of his son. So that, verse 14, Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," Jehovah Jireh. As it is to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it said, "It will be provided." The Lord will provide. What will be provided? A sacrifice for us, for our redemption. And Christ would be directly provided by the Father for the sins of the world. That's why when John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, saw Jesus coming, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Number 7, the sacrifice was substitutional. The ram died in the place of Isaac. Abraham stretched out his hand. He's going to kill his son. The ram is offered in his place. God provides the sacrifice, and the sacrifice was substitutional for Isaac. Isaac could go free. Jesus was not spared, but delivered for us. Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The one died in the place of another. It's substitutional. And that's really the primary difference between the story of Abraham and Isaac and what we see in Jesus Christ. It's that while Isaac was allowed to go free, to live, God did not take his son off the altar, but delivered him for us. Jesus was not spared, but delivered up for us all. Romans 8:32. Finally, as an eighth point of correspondence between Christ and the story, both sons were restored to their father on the third day. Isaac was restored to his grieving father on the third day. That's what verse 4 tells us. On the third day, Abraham raised up his eyes and he sees the mountain where Isaac is to be offered. It's on that very day that, although he's having to trust the Lord, this is difficult, this is the hardest thing that God ever asked Abraham to do, it's on this very day that Abraham will be relieved. Abraham will be rejoicing that God will restore his son to him. He doesn't know if God's going to do that by a miracle, but he knows what God promised, to raise up a seed through Isaac. Well, in the same way, Christ was restored to the Father on the third day. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4 tells us that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. So Jesus is the sacrificial son that God did not spare but was delivered up for us all. As we come to the Lord's table, we're endeavoring to remember Jesus as the sacrificial son, the suffering Messiah who is the sacrificial son, the one that God didn't take off the altar, but he took you off the altar sacrifice and he put Jesus there. So that's why we're here. That's the Lord Jesus that we are gathered to remember and to honor this morning. Let's pray. Father, as we partake of your table, I pray that you would help us, O God. I pray that you would purify us. I pray that there be any wicked way in us, any wrong thought or desire or wrong action. Let us leave our gifts at the altar, O Lord, and let us be reconciled with you, that we would not dishonor this incredible sacrifice, so great a salvation that you have made available in your Son. May this be a time where we may draw nigh to you. In Jesus' name, amen.